You're listening to the Online Empire Academy broadcast, where you'll discover some of the best and most creative ways to provide for your family and get started on your journey to entrepreneurship. No crazy get-rich-quick schemes, no living in a van down by the river with your family while you build your business. If you want real, actionable, and proven entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now, join us for free at theonlineempireacademy.com. Now, here are your hosts, Brett Bartlett and Dean Soto.
Online Empire Academy. We are so excited to be here with you today, and I'm excited to have our guest on today. James, how are you?
Hi, pretty good, pretty good. How about you? You're excited,
I'm
right?
Good. Yeah, I'm super stoked. So you guys, if you don't know James, James is one of the top Amazon keyword gurus, and he's actually developed his own product called the Keyword Inspector. And this is a completely amazing product, and I wanted to bring James on today just to kind of share what it's about and what he's about and who he is. So James, kind of explain your story. Explain how you got started with all this.
Well, I started way about 3 years ago on Amazon, right before I quit my day job because they were going to cut my pay, so I quit. And just like a month later, I found an email for a course on Amazon, and I kind of dove right into it. And I started selling garage sale stuff and retail arbitrage stuff, and kind of got my fingers dirty with all the Amazon stuff, getting experience. And then I slowly moved over to private label because I saw the potential in that and how much less work I had to do to actually do that. So on that, I had so much free time on my hands because of that. I just started that because I've always been a dabbler in like programming stuff. I didn't go to school to it for it, but it makes it so easy on online when you got all these resources, Google search and stuff, just books on coding. So I kind of dove right into it because I saw there was space for seller tools. It kind of just landed in my lap, or not landed in my lap, but I kind of just the whole keyword or tool just kind of blossomed from that, I guess. I don't know.
That's awesome. What was that process of going from Amazon, and then you had dabbled in coding and all of that? And what was the process in, oh man, I can actually make something out of this in developing a site. How did that come about?
Oh, it just happened. I don't know how else to explain it. I just saw the potential there. And I finally, before I've always kind of looked for something I could kind of make my own and especially coding wise, and just saw there was a potential for like a keyword tool for Amazon sellers. So it just kind of happened, I guess.
That's so cool. So it's almost as like from what you were explaining, was there was a lack and you felt like there was a gap in the market almost. Is that right?
Right. Yep.
I love that. So what about that product? What about this makes you come alive? Like, why did you want to do this?
I don't know. I just got drawn to it and kind of just kept going at it. And it kind of helped me also like figuring out, I'm not super over analytical, but it kind of gave me a little bit of insight into how Amazon works and keyword stuff. So it helped with my seller business, so I just kept going with it.
That's so cool. Explain how that, like, how does Keyword Inspector work? Like you said, it helped with your products. Explain that a little bit. How did it help?
Well, I don't like doing a whole bunch of manual work, even though I'm doing a lot of coding and stuff on my computer, I didn't like doing certain things. So I just tried to code for it. It took me more time to code for it than to actually use it. So it, I don't know. It's just weird how that all works. But I hate the whole manual process of finding keywords for Amazon, because you got to type in the suggestion, the tool search bar, And you know, it's just, it didn't seem like that was the best way to go about it. Cause you don't, you know, just cause you think, you know, a keyword's the right fit for a product doesn't mean that's what people are using to search for it. So I just kind of just went full force into my programming and, just started building up a database of stuff and it just kind of went from there. So yeah.
Very cool. What is the importance of having keywords? So for those in our audience who don't understand Amazon keywords, can you explain what is a keyword? Why do we need it and why do we use it?
A phrase that a customer will type into the search bar to try to find a certain product. So it's important to be able to have your product listings optimized for those keywords in order to show up in those customer searches. If they can't find you, then they're not going to buy your product. So that's why it's important.
Okay. So what your product does is helps you develop those keywords in a way that optimizes a search, you know, somebody being able to go out there and search, correct?
Yeah. So the whole thing of it is that, you know, there's products out there that you're trying to replicate that are already selling well. So why not try and basically do a competitive analysis on their keywords type of thing? So that's what my tool does, Keyword Inspector. You just kind of find your competitors, find your competitors, get their identifier called the ASIN, stick it into the tool, and it'll bring up all the keywords that customers have used to not necessarily find the exact product, but to find that product, you know, it'll bring up all of the keywords that customers might have searched at one time or another to find that product. And whenever that product comes up on the first page of each keyword search, that's the keyword you're going to get in the report that you get from the tool, I guess.
Yeah. I know for us in our personal business, we have thrived on using keywords, and it's something that I have to constantly think about when I'm posting on eBay or I'm posting on Amazon. Like, it doesn't matter which format it's in. Keywords are such an important place in your business. And for those of you who are selling online, it's such a huge piece of selling. And I didn't realize this at first when I started listing stuff. I didn't realize, you know, I just put in, you know, Monopoly board and wouldn't pull, you know, all the descriptions and all the things that I should have. And once I started using, you know, products like Keyword Inspector and I started searching more keywords, I realized how powerful it is that, you know, putting something like beauty product, that's something that so many people search a day. And so many people are searching, and you can be that thing that they're seeing and that first product that pops up and how it actually does help ranking and it does help you get that first buy. And I think that for me, watching, you know, this product and looking at this product and using this product and being hands-on, I've seen how valuable it is to be using keywords and how valuable it is to use this product. How much time do you think that a normal person, you know, listing a good amount of products should be devoting to Keyword Inspector? Like, how much time does it save? And then how much time should they be taking on this?
So, you know, if you were to do it manually, trying to find all the keywords, it could take you for one product, you know, a whole day, if depending on the type of product. And you're still not going to know, like, some, you know, there's certain things that you probably would never think of that people would use to try to find a certain type of product. And the beauty of Keyword Inspector is you just find the competition and stick it in there, and it'll bring up all those oddball keyword phrases that people use that you never thought of. So it just gives you all these ideas, and it's important because it's important to spend time on it. But I mean, if you can automate it, that's what I'm all about. So I'm, you know, there's other tools that kind of do it a certain way to try to find keywords, but they just don't really, they're not going to find you, you know, those search terms that people are using that just you would never think of. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's something that Dean has been talking with me a lot, and something that Brett always pushes is always optimize as best as possible. And, yeah. You know, for those of you who are wanting to optimize and wanting to make your life easier, I mean, for me, it's, I want to get my systems down as quick as possible. And, you know, one of the things we've been talking about is how to optimize with social media and how to use those venues to drive sales. And I think using this is a great way to optimize that extra step of it's, you know, taking an hour or 2 hours, 3 hour project of one product and figuring out how to optimize that, and then using this to optimize and cut that time in half, if not more. What is a good time? You know, you hop on Keyword Inspector. What is the time that that's going to take it down to? If it was taking you 1 hour to find those keywords, what is that going to take you down to using Keyword Inspector?
Well, if you're first starting out, you know, if you don't know your competition, you're going to have to kind of try and find your competition. And then from there, you know, that'll take a few minutes or whatever. And then actually finding the keywords, you just plop them in there. And then from anywhere from 15 seconds to a couple minutes at the most for the higher keyword count products, it'll give you a report of potentially thousands of keyword phrases that people are using. So it's pretty quick.
That's awesome. Now, you said something about using the competitors, using what is already out there, but how as a product do you stand apart from those competitors? Obviously, using the keywords that are going to get they're going to get people to click on your product. How do you also use those but end up standing out from your competitors?
That's a tough one because, I mean, you can try to look through the list and see like what people, you know, if they're doing like a this for that type of search, you can kind of try and find those specific terms that maybe people are looking for and maybe they're not finding. The tool isn't necessarily developed for that type of thing, but it's there, the data's there for you to use. Beyond the tool, you can go into people's reviews and see what they're saying about the products and that type of thing, you know. So yeah,
that's good. Yeah, I think that, you know, being able to combine words and use multiple hits, you know, if something is getting a ton of clicks, like being able to use that and a ton of sales, being able to use, you know, so let's say if we're using shampoo, being able to use, you know, women's beauty and shampoo, and then, you know, even if you bundle those, you know, being a setting yourself apart from your competitors, there's great ways to do that are using bundles, you know, doing a shampoo and conditioner set and being able, then you're able to optimize those keywords of shampoo and conditioner. And, you know, bundling those you being able to use what, I loved what you said about going into reviews and seeing what people are saying. And I love that, and being able to even pull on those keywords of, you know, if they're saying I would love, you know, X, Y, or Z, finding out what they would love and being able to put that. Obviously, do it if your product actually has it. Like, being able to put that into your product. What are some do's and don'ts of this?
As far as, what do you mean?
Like using Keyword Inspector, what are some things that you're seeing people have struggles with?
As far as using the tool itself, or so you're gonna want to. We have two different types of searches. One will actually rank these keywords based on a bunch of different data points that I collect. It kind of ranks it from like best to worst keyword type of thing. So you're gonna want to use the top like 5-10% of the keywords in your titles and your search terms in the back end, and then your bullet points and, you know, try and give me your descriptions too and stuff. So that's one report. And then there's another that report will also give you the ranking of the keyword when it was found. And then on page one, and then it'll give you some Google volume data, and then it'll also give you common misspellings for that word. So it'll give you that, and then we got another report it's a simpler report. It just gives you a list of the keywords, gives you the position that was found on page one, and then that's basically it for that. And so to get the best use out of the tool, you're going to want to use the more extensive report on your top competitors, you know, the ones that have the highest, the best BSR or the lowest BSR, you can say. And then if you just want to find out what your product's ranking, you can just use the simpler search type of thing. And so yeah, it's so powerful, the tool, that you're only going to need it to conduct a couple searches for one product. You know, you can maybe do a little more analysis on your competition if you're more of an analysis type of person, and run a few more reports. But I just position it that you only need to run it a few times each time you source a product type of deal. So
that gets me excited. I love what you said about, you know, using those top 5 to 10% of the results, because I think in my experience, I'll go down and scroll, you know, maybe what fits my product a little better. But using that top 5% to drive those sales, that's great advice. I love that. What are some words of wisdom, just not even about the keyword inspector, but about using keywords? What are some words of wisdom, some things that you would tell a beginner to do or not to do?
So one thing that I did that I wasn't supposed to do was put in like better than this brand or whatever in my title, or you don't want to do that. That'll get you in trouble. So so there's the Amazon rules, requirements on titles and stuff. You don't have to follow that exactly. It tells you to put brand, this. Don't worry about that so much. Just try to get within the number of characters, and, you know, make it read, you know, at least somewhat well. Don't like keyword stuff it too much, but, you know, make it readable. But, you know, you're still going to want to try and get as much as you can in that title and your search terms. So search terms, they're only used for organic searching. So if you want to try and show up in your pay-per-click stuff, you're going to want to get your pay-per-click phrases, the ones that you want to try and get, start buying pay-per-click on. You want to get them into your titles and your bullet points and descriptions in order to actually get any impressions. You need to do that. So what else? You know, you can keyword stuff, but, you know, make it so it's readable. Otherwise, it just kind of, I think the customer just eyes glaze over and they go to the next product. So
that's great.
Then what's great about the list of keywords you get is you can just kind of almost basically just copy and paste in your PPC campaigns, and, you know, put a couple pennies on there just to see if any of them will get you a few sales just based on a couple pennies. Obviously, it's getting harder and harder to do that these days, but there's still those few keywords that people aren't using. I don't know. That's about it, I guess.
That's great. One of the questions I had was, you know, I for so long I was primarily an eBay seller and did a ton of eBay. Is it compatible with eBay? Can I use these search terms and bring it over to eBay as well?
I guess I never thought of that at all. So I would imagine eBay is more of it's a buyer market. So it's not like Google where they're trying to find questions or answers to questions and stuff. So I would imagine it would work about the same. I just, you know, I've never even thought about it, because I've been on eBay a little bit, but it hasn't really been as good as Amazon to me. So, yeah, go for it. I'm sure you'll get something out of it.
That's great. Yeah.
I mean, I'm also, I've also had people use it for Pinterest ads because those are based off of keywords. I haven't heard one way or the other whether it worked well for them or not, but they say it works well for Amazon PPC. And I think also maybe AdWords, it might work well for that too.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's something that we've really been diving into lately is Pinterest. So I'm excited to be using this for Pinterest because that is something we've seen crazy sales driven, but not having those correct search terms is a big deal. So man, keywords, I'll definitely start using that on our Pinterest page. I know for me personally, I found that using keywords on eBay is a big deal and that I've seen sales. So, I've used it a little bit, but definitely want to dive into using Keyword Inspector for the different avenues. So that's really cool. We had talked about earlier some advantages of using the Keyword Inspector. And one of the things that I just kind of want to encourage you guys to do is if you're optimizing, if you're wanting to cut down time and not wanting to have to dive into the keywords and try to figure this out all on your own, this is an incredible product to be able to optimize and cut down time. And I mean, it's incredible. I mean, just talking about Pinterest, that's something that gets me excited because of how much sales we've had off of Pinterest and using this in a social media situation. And you guys, this has so many different uses than just Amazon. So for those of you who are listening that are primarily eBay or maybe even you have your own website, this is a great tool to use for, having something on Google and being that first product and being the answer to people's questions and using these search terms for that, and as well as those of you who are on Amazon and eBay and Etsy. It's just be the thing, we always talk about, be the thing that people are searching for, be the thing in their face. And this is another great tool. So you guys, we have an amazing offer for you, for those of you who want to get in and start using this product. And so James, will you talk to us about what you're giving us?
Yeah, so we're going to give you guys a two times your first purchase offer. So the keyword tool, how it works with buying it, you buy a credit package and then use so many credits for each different type of report. So what you get with this deal is you'll get double your first credit purchase. So if you think you're really going to use it, you're going to want to go try and get the bigger package so you get two times the biggest package type of thing. Where you want to go is to www.keywordinspector.com/empire, and that'll get you that. And this is for if you're already registered on our tool, you could still get this deal. Just sign up with a new account.
And you guys, this is amazing. This is an incredible opportunity.
But there. About the tool a bit more, I've been kind of working a lot. We've got a lot of data you guys don't even see on the tool right now, and I'm trying to get that pushed to for you for more product research stuff. So just the next few months is going to be crazy. Because basically the past year, it's been just the one tool, and at the beginning it was a very, very simple user interface, but people just didn't mind that because it worked so well. So but we're just trying to upgrade really quick here. So things are coming pretty big. Big things are coming to Keyword Inspector. So
that's so
cool. Much for that too. And then we just launched a search demo. So you'll be able to tell how many keywords a product is ranking for free, basically.
Wow.
If you register, and it'll give you a couple of random keywords with that search. So you can do that search, a few times a day and just to see how many keywords you're ranking for. Type of thing. So
that's amazing. You guys, this is an incredible opportunity and something I would for sure jump on, and I'm going to jump on again. I'll start a new account, and I'm excited for you guys to be able to optimize your accounts, to be able to do as much as possible with as little time as possible. And so hop on again. That is www.keywordinspector.com/empire. to get that two times credit. You guys, this is so, so valuable and such an incredible tool for your company. James, thank you so much for being on. Do you have any final words you want to give to the audience?
No, just kind of try and get on our email, you know, register free, get on our email list, and we'll be sending out, you know, when we start launching these new features. And it's going to be crazy in the next few months, I think. So on that, if you have any questions or, you know, support questions, just use our contact us link and we'll try and get back to you. So
I love it. Well, thank you so much for being on. Thank you for being a part of the podcast. And
yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited for what's coming, and I'll be on your email list, and I'm excited to see what's happening next.
Yeah, big things.
Yeah, very good. All right. Until next time. Thanks, Empire.
Thank you for listening to the Online Empire Academy podcast. If you want real, actionable, and proven entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now, join us for free at theonlineempireacademy.com. If you've enjoyed this podcast, help us make more by rating us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We'll see you next time.